Receptions for visiting home nurse Janine Powell are sometimes loud and boisterous. Pal is greeted by an excitable mutt named Bella at the home of Ron and Cheryl Groves on a morning after a bad night for Ron.
How are you feeling today?
Rough. I had a fall last night.
Did you have a seizure?
No, my knee gave out and just fell backwards and hit my head on the counter and...
So the 60-year-old Groves, who is moving gingerly about the room with the aid of a walker, is in a world of pain.
Just, my back is kind of wrenched. And
what's your pain level?
Oh, it's probably about an 8.
Aching, dull, sharp, shooting, stabbing?
It's pretty sharp.
Ron Groves represents the perfect example of the type of primarily homebound patient Janine Powell specializes in treating. She makes weekly stops at his modest house in a commercial neighborhood across the road from the Des Moines airport. Ron's blood pressure can get scarily high, he says, so that's one of the first things Janine checks. She organizes the vast array of prescription pills Ron takes so he can keep them straight. And she peppers him with questions about his health.
How's the swelling in your feet and ankles?
It's a little better.
What about your other one?
It's all right.
It's not swollen at all?
Not much. A little bit.
Nurse Powell is a Cedar Rapids native who has been driving to people's homes to deliver health care in and around Des Moines for the past 2.5 years. She works for Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa and makes stops at between 10 and 20 residences a week. Since earning her RN degree, she has sampled the nursing profession in hospital and medical clinic settings. She recognizes she would likely make more money in those places. But during the trip from West Des Moines to the Groves house, she says she prefers the more personal connections she makes with patients as a visiting nurse.
Just because you get to go into the client's home and see who they really are, because a lot of times when they go into the hospital or the clinic, you just see them very, very briefly, and you don't really get to know them. You don't get to know their family if they have any.
It's a job, Powell says, that's filled with variety. It's no occupation for a specialist.
We're going into every kind of home you can imagine, and we see anything from pregnant women to infants to toddlers to elderly and in between. We do it all.
She admits, however, it can be chaotic traveling as a one-person nursing squad. There are physical therapy sessions to order, prescriptions to call in, injections to administer, doctors to consult, anxieties to ease. And each case differs. Some patients require extended care, others just a visit or two.
There's a lot of times where you feel overwhelmed and you just take a deep breath and you take it one day at a time. There's a lot of times where we do, you know, are able to get the charting done in the home because there's just too much going on. We have to push that aside and just do that later.
On many occasions, Powell must also play the role of friend and confidant for her clients who live alone.
We are all they have. They have no family. They have no friends. It's just us who sees them.
At the Groves home, of course, Ron is not by himself. He has Cheryl and Bella to keep an eye on him. But the addition of Janine has taken a load off Cheryl's mind.
If he has a problem through the week, she'll report it to his doctor, like his blood pressure when it gets sky high. She'll call it in and stuff like that. Without Janine coming, we wouldn't know all these things.
This kind of medical service is a serious matter to people such as Ron Groves. Over the past decade, his physical condition has deteriorated to a point a simple trip to the doctor's office is a big deal. Ron's health decline began with a bicycle accident. He was distracted by a low-flying plane, glanced up, and rode his bike into a deep hole in the pavement.
Next thing I know, I'm eating dirt and broke my back and... Your life can change pretty fast.
Since then, he's experienced a long string of setbacks.
I've had 10 back surgeries and a couple of brain surgeries. I'm kind of high maintenance.
And that's why he's in frequent contact with Janine Powell.
I got her on my speed dial, you know. Hey, Janine, what about this and what about that? And she's always good with answers. He's handy as a pocket in a shirt.
It's comments like this one that keep Janine dedicated to her work. She doesn't foresee ever leaving the field of home health care. She says it feels really good knowing she's there for people who depend on her.
I will see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else?
Nope. I can think of.
Okay.
And then she's off to her next appointment, an 80-year-old man with severe diabetes who lives alone. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.